I'm going to read to you Psalm 88. If you'd like to find it and follow it, do. No, Psalm 88. And then we're going to sing Psalm 88. When we've read it, you might think, why would we want to sing that psalm? The psalm, the person who's turned it into a hymn has given it a brighter ending. It points you to Jesus at the end in his hymn. But as you see, as we read Psalm 88, we'll see that is not the immediate thing that you imagine from this psalm. Psalm 88, I'll read the title to it as well, that's significant. It says, a psalm of the sons of Korah, for the director of music, according to Mahalath Lahanoth, I don't know what that means, a maskil of Heman the Ezrahite. O Lord, the God who saves me, day and night I cry out before you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry, for my soul is full of trouble and my life draws near the grave. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like a man without strength. I am set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You've put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily upon me. You've overwhelmed me with all your waves. You've taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I am confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, O Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do those who are dead rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave? Your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness? Or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, O Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Why, O Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth I've been afflicted and close to death. I've suffered your terrors and am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken my companions and loved ones from me. The darkness is my closest friend.